Back to the Babied Beginning. By Anthea McBride, Madeline Wood, Rosalie Bent. First published 2026. Retreat to Rebirth. By Anthea McBride. Chapter 1, The Invitation. The envelope was thick, creamy, and sealed with a wax stamp, a deep maroon L pressed into the center. Rachel turned it over in her hands twice before slicing it open with her fingernail. She smiled. Simone always had a flair for the dramatic. My dearest Rachel, how long has it been since we truly saw each other?
2 years.
That's far too long for friends like us. I finished my thesis, Regression as Rebirth, Hypnotic Pathways to Early Identity States, and I'm finally ready to begin fieldwork. I'm inviting you to come stay at my retreat in the Rockies. It's quiet, isolated, and perfect. I need someone I trust to help me, and I think you'll find the work deeply satisfying. Bring your cousin Tyler. I remember how shy he was. He'll benefit from the peace and structure here, and I believe he may be uniquely suited to what I'm exploring. Come. Escape. Begin again. Always Simone. Rachel read it twice. Then again. Her lips curled slightly at the words, deeply satisfying. Tyler sat curled on her couch, knees tucked under him, eyes on a cracked phone screen. He looked younger than his 19 years, willowy and pale, his features just soft enough to be mistaken for a girl's if the light hit right. He didn't notice her watching. He never did.
"Ty," she said sweetly, "how would you like to get away for the summer?"
He looked up, blinking.
"Where?"
"Colorado. My old roommate, Simone. Remember her? She has this private lodge up in the mountains. She invited us, and I think it might do you some good. Nature, peace, and no distractions. Maybe a fresh start." He hesitated.
"Is there Wi-Fi?"
Rachel chuckled and walked behind the couch, her fingers gliding across the back of his neck in a casual caress. She watched the faint shiver ripple down his spine.
"No Wi-Fi. But peace, real peace. Something you need."
The drive took 2 days. Rachel handled the wheel with calm authority, Tyler curled in the passenger seat with a blanket, a thermos of calming tea, and a look of vague unease.
"I don't even know her," he muttered once.
Rachel gave him a slow smile.
"But she knows you."
The retreat was farther than the GPS wanted to go. The final 5 miles were dirt roads winding through dense evergreens. By the time they reached the tall wrought iron gates, marked only with the initials SG, the sun was nearly gone. Lights twinkled between the trees like fireflies as Rachel parked. "Stay here a moment," she told Tyler gently. "I'll go first." She stepped out and stretched, letting the mountain air fill her lungs cool and clean. When the cabin's front door opened, it was like something from a dream. Simone stood in the doorway barefoot, wrapped in a long burgundy cardigan over a white silk slip. Her black hair spilled over her shoulders in soft waves, and her smile was sharp and knowing.
"My little Rachel," she purred.
"You came." They embraced tight and warm. Rachel held on longer than she needed to.
"Tyler's in the car," she whispered.
"I know," Simone replied softly. "Bring him in. I want to see him." Tyler entered the retreat like